is an illustration. Now, today, if you don't know what I mean about this word,
then you come and you look at it, y'all read that stuff.
Yeah. And you don't know the first thing about it.
That's right.
Now, that's right. Now, this is not mine. Yeah. I don't think this stuff up.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you see what the devil said, that I will be back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Now, he was cast out of heaven and he fled by all the forces. Then he's going back. Said, I will ascend to both of us. Now, look, somebody said, I said, and what?
Now that was an institution of liberty. Now, just here,
now let's say here, what you see here on earth in 1833, that man in 1833, see, that was declared back in the realm of the
year.
That's the reason why I'm trying to tell you, a realm of nobody.
That's
right. A folks with nobody. Ain't nobody do nothing for you.
That's right.
Now look, I have said it many times, over and over and over again. Now this is what I'm going to say. It is my conclusion that Yahweh doesn't exist. He does answer prayer. But the people got the wrong conception of what a prayer is. That's the reason why you don't get no
prayer.
See, he won't pay no attention. Now, he won't pay no attention to him. But you don't know what to pray for. You let a preacher come along and say you ain't got to pray. You look good enough to go inside and pray. We gave you $250 in collection, now we'll give it back to you. That's a prayer. But listen here, this is what a prayer is. Prayer is an intercession made by the Holy Spirit. Meaning this, the country was inside, now it's taken in spirit. And that spirit that's in you, it's that the one that makes the intercession. And all this home movement, you're talking about it. Now look, I need a better car. You know my car just about broke down and I have to have somewhere to get one. Make it possible for me to get one. See? Get all that stuff. Mold the bread down there. Well, let me tell you something. I got some news for you. When it was raining down real from here, they didn't appreciate it. Here comes along the back. Here comes along the back. forget on the wrong first of the Protestant and the Orthodox Jews. And Terry knew. See? So, John, we say, for you to eat more and read to you out of the 26th chapter of Matthew, that's put that in the Bible. But they don't take you to that under another dispensation. And that's not the real word, but that's only a typo. And that was for the Jews only. You may read nowhere in your Bible where Yahweh ever says anything to a Gentile about eating the Lord's Supper or eating the Passover, eating the last day. Baptized, and no, it's not in the Bible. No part of none of that is in the Bible. But I'll tell you something that is in the Bible. See? That Yahweh made a promise to Abraham. 430 years before all this sentiment, and you're talking about. Come on. That in his seed, Abraham's seed, which Isaac was a type of. Isaac was a type of. And Yahshua was a true. That in his seed, which is Yahshua and his son, not just the Jews, but the Gentiles. Don't you know if they understood that thing in the middle of the story there? They might do nothing good enough for
them. Yes, right. All right. Yes.
Or for their
service.
For what reason? So that I can sit up here and say, well, look, I'm king.
Yes, right.
I'm king.
That's
a great big mountain.
Yeah.
See? And this is the amount of petroleum of Mount Fuji.
Yeah.
Now this is, how are you going to get this mountain inside of this mountain? You say this is the only place you can get it. Now how are you going to get it inside the cabinet? Can you say that he is the way, the truth, and the life?
Right.
Now look, if you, I don't know whether you can say it faster than this, you see, if you turn it, your shoulder can't sit the way it belongs to be. You see, look it around, and just take a few breaths around and get it off. And then you will find that that river comes right up and decides your life. And it rides down against the dark. Go listen. And it rides right there against the dark. And this is earth in here, and this is earth down here. And the liver, now this is what you do. With this insanity that burns on the altar here. If you would draw a line down here, this, and a line down here, see what you said about this can do. With this incense on it, with this one, that glass, see what I'm talking about? See it now? And then he used the intercessor right in the glass.
All right.
But see, the Holy Spirit right in you, Lord God, make a man and
act. All right.
And glory. And I'm thinking, see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. All right.
See? Now, the reason why you go.
You see those
actions. He was manifested in his past. He is the light. And you don't see the light. You don't see the liver.
Remember the former things of old.
Remember the former. Now these fellows don't remember that. Hey, it would be nice even if you would remember some of the things that we told you about.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's great. Saying, I can't help saying
that's right.
I was wrong. pleasure. Now I do all, now I do all my pleasure.
I can do that.
Thank you. You said my love is definitely true. Do that now. But all around garden, something sticking in the way, hollering down. It's a little bit. Can you get my love from all three of you? Now, these things, these are bad things that happen. They call Jesus to that spirit, that money, and it's just somebody getting up church and playing God and all these kind of things. Now, Paul says, and of course, that's the perfect church of Paul. The spirit, not his man, but he says so, and the spirit speaks his presence. And in the last many other parts in the place, giving heed to the student spirit, and doctrine to the spirit. Commanding. He can lie in a pocket and see that now what's different. No, it's nothing different. Now that him standing up there saying you're a lie, he knows what he's lying.
Yeah.
He knows he's lying. For example, didn't anybody can read anything you are in a lot of the Bible? Where the Lord God of Jesus Christ
to say, now listen to what I'm saying.
Ever said anything to a Gentile about Jesus the Bible? He knows he can't read nothing like that in no Bible. I don't know the Bible.
And he just stand up there lying in my pocket. And he
already knows that the Lord was given to the Jews. He knows that y'all ain't said nothing to you about keeping no Sabbath day. See? He ain't said nothing to you about no foot washing. You see?
Now, if he had, then he would just be making me first. Now, this, that's that 430 years before the Lord, he made a promise. That in Abraham's seed, which is Joshua and the Messiah, he blessed all the sons of earth, not doing anything. Abraham's faith was accounted unto him for right. Abraham believed y'all.
And that was counted unto him for
right.
So you don't have no kind of ordinance you out there. And this, let me tell you this. The Jew at this time, now, he is not supposed to be a certain kind of ordinance. If you want it read, I'll read.
Now I'm talking about what's in the Bible. Not telling you how these Christians are going to lie in my pocket.
You see?
They know this. They know this.
Now look at the more Catholic messages that Paul says. I mean, the first Corinthians, or second Corinthians, the fourth chapter. Okay, same sentence.
That's right. First verse.
Let's start with the first verse.
Therefore, see, we have this
message. Now, look, see, therefore, we come back to the They were sent out. In fact, see, we have this message. Therefore,
as we have received mercy,
as we have received.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Wait just a minute.
Yeah. Now, when this line is a preacher, see, come around and tell you that in the sheet sin that's found with your God. And that's being mercy to God. See, somebody had a vision in the revelation. Don't you believe that? See, he's lying. You say, no, I can draw out what I
can
say. You can let it all be free. They never know about it. And none of these people never
know about it.
And then
they'll do
it. You can't do that. Oh, I didn't say you couldn't make a pair of drawing a picture of something.
I don't see that far.
The manager. And then still that's better than I do.
eyes in my pocket.
And what else did I give?
But have we mounted him?
Now look, see what we have done. We have to bring him out.
The hidden thing.
The apostle Paul says we have unrenounced the hidden thing
of the mind.
Oh, we're just being downright honest with you.
Of the truth. Submitting ourselves to every mind's guidance and desire.